We are up to the Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Beis, the beginning of the Gemara, the end of the Mishnah. We're at the beginning of the Gemara. The Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla. Gazru shniyas b'chalutza alai. When they said a chalutza is usher in all the ladies, or she is usher in all the men, she would be usher too as if she were married to her yavam. Right, that's what they said. They said if somebody gives chalitza, he cannot marry the mother of the chalutza, or the daughter of the chalutza, or the sister of the chalutza, as if she were married to him. To rabbinic iser, to treat the chalutza as if it were his wife. Did they take it to shnias? Did they say that just like a wife, besides that biblical erbis, there are rabbanon erbis, so when they made chalutza like a wife, they included even the rabbinic erbis, which means like a double drabanon, a drabanon of chalutza coupled with the drabanon erbis, or not? They only made a chalutza usher in the biblical erbis. For a wife, they made it midrabanon for a chalutza. Meaning drabanon came along and said, we're going to treat chalutza like a wife. How far did they take that? Chalutza like a wife, including shnias? Or chalutza like a wife, only for erbis derisa?
Why are we comparing chalutza to a wife? We should be comparing chalutza to a balas get.
A balas get, it's a wife that got divorced.
Oh, so it's just like a balas get, all these people are usher.
That's because she was married, not because she got a get.
What if Erva gets listed by a grusha?
No, none. Except ages ish.
It's not.
Again, did they treat a chalutza like a wife who got divorced, okay? If that makes you feel better, I'll say that. But it's not because of the divorce process. It's because we're treating her like a wife who got divorced. She wasn't really a wife.
If you did even for that woman,
the Lashon HaYerushalmi is chalutza like you acquired her and got rid of her, or is chalutza just getting rid of her?
Now we're talking. That sounds that much better.
I spoke that out a few days ago. In the Havamina, that. In the Havamina, that. Yeah. Okay. Zot Gemara Bayelu. Gazu Shnias b'chalutza loy. Be'erva deraisa gazu b'rabbana shnias. B'chalutza loy gazu rabbana shnias. By biblical ervas, the rabbanan added shnias. By chalutza, which is rabbinic to begin with, they didn't. Adom alashna. Or perhaps not different. Rashi. Gazu Shnias b'chalutza loy. Rashi gives you example of shnias. Gun aim ima. Her, the wife's great-grandmother. Or, the chalutza's great-grandmother on her mother's side, or her great-grandmother on her father's side. You got the Ishtar Mitzriyele, Mishum Shniyas. Rabbanan answered a woman's great-grandmother, because of Shniyas, to the Tani Rabbi Chiyah Beperi Ketzad. Rabbi Shemachamah Shemachamah Ketzad. Right, he's giving you examples. The fourth generation, meaning the woman, her mother and her grandmother are biblical. And they added generation number four. Shnia, that because of Shnia. Hachamad. Be'erva deraisa. Klima. Be'ishtai, the ima ve'imi ma ha'erva deraisa. By a woman where her mother and grandmother are biblical, that's Rabban Shnia. Abu b'chalutza, that bil arayas didot Rabbanan. B'chalutza, which is only rabbinic, why gazu Shnia's ben? I don't know why it's not. U'ma'athnisa lo'idayik. From a Mishnah, okay, now Rashi is going to try to explain why our Mishnah is not approved. Now, it's interesting that Rashi does this, because the Gemara is going to try to prove it from our Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to give an answer. Rashi speaks out what the Gemara will say in a few lines. Why Rashi does that, I'm not sure. I guess Rashi felt that you couldn't go on. You just learned the Mishnah, it's clear. So how could you have the Shaila? So Rashi speaks out, but the Gemara is going to answer. I just don't know why Rashi did that. Meaning, usually Rashi lets the Gemara bring the Raya and slug it up. Here Rashi speaks out the Raya and why it's not a good Raya, which the Gemara itself will say. So I'm not sure why Rashi did this. Now, since Rashi did it, so we'll do it also. Look, Rashi. The Mishnah says that this woman cannot marry her chalutz. We'll call the man the chalutz. great-grandfather, his grandfather. Right? When the Mishnah answered the woman and his relatives, it said that this lady who received chalitza cannot marry the man who gave her chalitza's grandfather. That's a shnia. Because for the grandfather, this is his son's daughter-in-law. And a kalas benai is a shnia. If you look at it the other way, right? Let's say Shimon gave her chalitza. So she can't marry Yitzchak. But to Yitzchak, she is his son's, Yaakov's, daughter-in-law. Shimon's chalitz, even if you consider her like a wife, would be Yitzchak's son's, Yaakov's, daughter-in-law, which is a shnia. And our Mishnah says it's usher. So our Mishnah is in the Seirish Sharia that they were guys your shnia, it's like chalutza. Dr. Ashi, that she is usher in Yitzchak, who, to her, she is his son's daughter-in-law, the Havishnia. The Gemara will try to bring this. And the Gemara will push it off to say, see, it's not a raya. She was Reuben's wife. And therefore she was offered to Yitzchak as a shnia. She was Reuben's wife. Yitzchak is Reuben's grandfather. So Yitzchak could not marry her because she was his grandson's wife. She was Kalas Benoi. And therefore, that issa doesn't go off because Shimon gave her chalitza. So it's not the chalitza that makes her usher to Yitzchak. She was usher to Yitzchak when she was married to Shimon's brother, Reuben. Again, you have to keep track of relatives here. We wanted to prove that there were guys who shnias by chalutza, but the fact that the Mishnah says that this woman cannot marry Yitzchak, who is her chalutz's grandfather, and that's a shnia. The answer is, she can't marry Yitzchak, nothing to do with the chalutz. It's because her husband was Yitzchak's grandson, and through her husband she's kalas benai.
Why does the Mishnah even mention that?
That's a great question. So why mention it? It has nothing to do with Shimon. Because it's risking relatives, so it throws in these relatives as well. But it's not usher because of chalutza. It's usher anyway, before the chalutza.
Are the other ones the same?
Yeah, go ahead. It's going to be a whole list like that.
Oh, wow.
So Mamela is not a raya. Corey's right. So what's he doing in our Mishnah? We're trying to usher things because of the chalutza, because of the chalutza, not because of previous things. The answer is, once we were listing the relatives, they became usher, so we threw in the relatives that were already usher anyway.
Did any of these already have prior
history
to this guy?
Yes. We're going to see that as we go along to Gemara, so I'm going to give the Gemara a chance to do this. Zakrashi, so let's read it to Rashi. Zakrashi, Matkhil and Lamehmer, and the Gemara will answer, Lamishim Chaylitz, Elbashu Hameis, Chaytuzu Ishte Gemura, she was his complete wife. So therefore, our Mishnah is not a raya. Now, the Gemara is going to attempt to bring many rayas. At the end of the day, the Gemara will prove that there are shniyas by chalutza. Dr. Kamai Bait. Tashima. So now we're going to spend a good portion of this Amud trying to prove the shayla. Did they make shniyas by chalutza? Now, I just want to give Hagdama to say that these are cases. We have to keep track of relatives because we're having shnias here, so we're going to have to go through family trees.
Hold
cup. Tashima. The Mishnah said, who asked the ima? Ubein ima. He can't marry his chalitza's mother or grandmother. Shimon gave chalitza to Rachel. He cannot marry Rachel's mother or grandmother. Bilu ei mei mima leitani. Doesn't say he can't marry her great-grandmother. If it be asher shnias, the Mishnah should have mentioned that he can't marry her mother, her grandmother, and her great-grandmother. Doesn't mention that. Must be because he's not after Mishnah. Dr. Gemara, no. Do mahainu taimed loitani. Mishum de kaboy, let me explain this outside. Shimon gave chalitza. So rabbinically, we don't let him marry Rachel's mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, we'll see in a minute. How about Levi, who didn't give chalitza? He's a brother. Reuven died, he left two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon gave chalitza. So the Mishnah says, chalitza, we offer you and the wives as if it were your wife. How about Levi, who didn't give chalitza? Is he restricted to marrying Rachel's mother? No. She's not his chalitza. She's not his wife. She's his brother's wife and his brother's chalitza. Why should he be usher? Let's say Reuven is married to Rachel. Levi can marry Rachel's mother. There's no restriction in marrying your brother's wife's mother. Reuven died, Shimon gave chalitza. So we say Shimon can't marry Rachel's mother. Levi can. So had the Mishnah said that Shimon is usher, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, and then the Mishnah says, Achim mutarim, but Levi is mutter. We would have said, Levi is mutter and the great-grandmother. We would have only used that heter on the extreme, not on the mother and the grandmother. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't mention great-grandmother in order you should understand Achim mutarim means even a mom and grandmom. That's the Gemara. The reason the Mishnah didn't mention great-grandmother, it wanted to say that the rest of the brothers are mutter. If it would say great-grandmother, I would have said the brothers are mutter only in the great-grandmother. Well, let's give the Gemara two lines. Avo be'eim ima be'ima lai. So, therefore, it didn't say it. In fact, the Gemara, let it say it, just say, and the brothers of Mutter in all of them, which is what Corey wanted to ask. Kasha, that's Gemara, you're right. We don't have a good answer for that. You're right. It's good, Kasha. We don't have a good answer. But the Gemara doesn't feel it's a proof. The Gemara feels it got out of the proof. It's not clear. It's a little muddled. But we got out of the proof. What? It could be. We have a shiloh. Did they or didn't they? If they did, we have a problem. The answer is, it's a livable problem. Kasha. But it's not enough to bring a raya. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we would have thought that Achim Mutarim is only in the great-grandmother. Loi Gazru Shniyas Bezika. We would have made a new answer. That Levi can't marry his potential Yavama's mother, even though he never did Yibum, he never did Chalitza, he only had Zika. We would say, band finished. Even after Chalitza. Right? The Gazu arise with Zika, but for Lacha Chalitza. Then I would say, the Yushul Chasayu of it. Rashi's explaining the Hakamina. We would say Shimon represents Levi. So Shimon is Asher and Levi is Asher. Shemachir Tanya, therefore, it doesn't say great grandmother.
So when you do a Chalitza, it's like saying, I'm doing it for you also?
That would be the Hakamina. Well, we had that Machlaikas earlier. We had a Machlaikas. Right. Way back. I think it was in Daftas, Davyud. Daftas.
Is it Ashman
that's
taking off the shoe that's like, shows like a...
It's what the Torah, I'm not going to speculate. The Torah said, this is how you're going to get free.
Yeah.
She takes off his shoe, she spits in front of him. That's the procedure. Again, as I pointed out once before, she is getting herself mutter. He doesn't do anything. He's passive. He reads things. He says words. But he doesn't do an action, which is unlike a get, where he's doing everything.
By Ruth, she laid down at his feet, and that was like a...
That had nothing to do with anything.
That was like a... That was like...
That had nothing. It had no halachic bearing at all.
No.
No. Halachic had no halachic bearing.
Did you ever say that she actually puts it on his foot?
She takes it off his foot.
Than a shoe.
Yeah.
Was it? He put.
Not GoPro.
Sir? He has it on?
Yes.
And she takes it off?
Correct.
she allowed to do that?
Well, I hope so, because they do it. That's how Chalitza is done. Not their people. Not us. You look perturbed.
I don't think there was ever a Chalitza Cleveland, was there?
How many times we've gone through this, like, he never gets sick, he never gets bored. He never gets bored of saying the same things over again.
I will say something to Rebbe, he will not believe this.
Yes.
2 days ago, I got an email from a lady, her last name is B-E-I-N.
I don't know why you're saying this on public. Yes.
She was the wife of the person that Rebbe saw at the Chalitza. The same day Rebbe said over the story, she gave me a thing.
I didn't say it over 2 days ago, but it's okay. Touch him up. Ube ben benai. We're going to try. I'm sorry, I skipped. He asura ba'aviv, ubavi aviv. This is the raya that Rashi brought. This is the raya that Rashi brought and spoke out that the Gemara pushes off. Here is the Gemara. Why Rashi brought it earlier, I don't know. The Mishnah says she can't marry, right? Shimon gave Chalitza. She can't marry Yaakov, who's Shimon's father. And she can't marry Yitzchak, who's Shimon's grandfather. She's answering Yitzchak. My lab mishum chaylitz, because she is Yitzchak's grandson's wife, but it wasn't a real, right? It wasn't a wife. It was a chalutza. She's answering because of Shimon. So we see the havelah kalitz benai, which is a shniya. Loi mishum mitzna the havelah kalitz benai. She was answering Yitzchak to begin with. Ruvay married her. So even though the Mishnah mentions it, it's not because of chalitza that she's answering Yitzchak. She had that sneer beforehand, Rashi. Rashi spoke it out. That's what I said. Rashi spoke out this piece of Gemara, which I don't understand why he did it. It's three lines ahead. Rashi, Tashimami ben benai. La'abishim chayzun tabel eishis avi avi v'him min ha-shniyat. That's right. That's the next piece of Gemara. Tashimam.
If this Yavin was married to, let's say, a great-grandmother, and then she falls asleep. Does that exempt her?
Minayib, I'm not minachalitza, because it's only rabbinic. It's a rabbinic erva.
We learned that
before in the... Yeah. It's exclusive, it's a mitzvah, so let's explain it to them. Talk to Mishnah, talk to Gemara Baita. Touch him up. Ubeben benai. Rachel can't marry Shimon's grandson. Okay? Rachel can't marry Shimon's grandson. Now, to Shimon's grandson, this is his grandfather's wife. That's a shnia. My love, Mishum Chaylitz, because of Shimon. The Havila Eishes Havi Aviv, which is a shnia. Right? Rachel can't marry Shimon's grandson, looking at it the other way. She is Shimon's grandson's grandfather's wife, which is a shnia. Marrying one's grandfather's wife, not his grandmother, step-grandmother, is a shniya. And it says over here, she's aser. It's a raya that they made chalutza. Something to Gemara loyim, shemitna. She was Reuven's, I'm going to get this right. She was Reuven's, Shimon's grandson, relationship to this woman before Chalitza is she was his grandfather's brother's wife. And that's a Shiloh back on that. Was it your test? Amid Beis? No, it wasn't. It was Chav Amid Beis. Whether that's a Shnia. So we're answering this woman was Usher in Shimon's grandson, not because of Shimon's Chalitza, but because Reuven was her husband. And Shimon is a brother, a grandfather's brother's wife is a shniya before Chalitza.
Same answer. Grandfather's sister-in-law.
A grandfather's brother's wife is a shniya.
Grandfather's, like, isn't that not my grandfather's sister-in-law?
Yeah, called that. Right.
Great aunt.
Call it different ways. You know what I mean? The Gemara calls her grandfather's brother's wife.
Why is that?
That's a shniya. Let's read it inside. And for the Gemara, loy mishum mitzna v'havela eishes achi avi aviv. Fresh the Gemara, Ha'amemer makshabeshes achi avi avis. Ha'amemer said that's not a shnia. Ha'amemer said a grandfather's brother's wife is not a shnia. So going to Ha'amemer, our Mishnah answers it, is a riot of guys are shnias. And for the Gemara, Ha'amemer mukilav, b'bar bra de saba. Ha'amemer says, when it says b'nai u'ben b'nai, it doesn't mean Shimon's son and Shimon's grandson. It means Shimon's father's son and Shimon's father's grandson, which is really Shimon's brother and Shimon's brother's son. Benayu Benbenai doesn't mean the son of the Chaylitz. Benayu Benbenai is going back in Aviv. Also by Aviv and by the Aviv, and in the father's son and in the father's grandson, which is Shimon's brother's son and Shimon's brother. She's usher in Shimon's brother's brother, which is her uncle, which is her brother-in-law, and in his son, because she is his aunt. Fracti Gemara, but it mentions Achiv ben Achiv. Isn't that a repeat? Right? According to you, the Benayu ben Benayu doesn't mean Shimon's son and grandson. It means Yaakov's grandson. So that's the same as saying Shimon's brother and his brother's son. So the Mishnah is saying the same thing twice. Zakti Gemara, no raya. Tani Achav min Ahav, Tani Achav min Aim. Because had it just said it once, we would have said only a paternal brother and a paternal brother's son. So we want to say it's also a maternal brother. These are derisas. Marrying a maternal brother's husband's maternal brother is a derisa, and marrying his son is a derisa. So, but the Mishnah wanted to tell me the Erev she's usher in. But ain't no chinami, no shnias. So we're trying to wiggle out of every raya. We wanted to prove shnias or usher. We answered it's a grandfather's brother's wife. But Ha'amemer said that's not a shnia. So we have to answer that it means brother and brother's son. But we have brother and brother's son. Terence is this paternal or maternal, Rashi.
The whole idea. How could he
have
him to be grandfather's
brother's wife? That's what Gemara listed as one of his sins.
No, but he doesn't. How
can he
fall to Yibum? He has a grandson.
No, he has to do with Yibum. Some
of his sins. No, but you're saying that if he dies.
Levi has a grandson.
He could. If he dies without children?
No! Reuven dies without children.
Reuven dies.
Shimon did Chalitza. The Mishnah is saying this woman cannot marry Levi's grandson. Because she is Reuven's wife. So therefore she's his grandfather's brother's wife. Nothing to do with Shimon. Rashi. Touch the mat. Sorry. Mibem benai. My lab is Chalitza. I'm going to have the other women as near. Let me show Mishnah. She was Reuven's wife. She is his grandfather's brother's wife. The Kasalka Daitrach, we now think, the Hanami Mishniyah, that's also a Shniyah. But Ha'amemer Makshir barricades that. Ha'amemer said it's not a Shniyah. That the Gemara, Ha'amemer Mukilo, Ha'ai Ben Benoit de Masisin, Asaba, is the grandson of Grandpa. Avian Shomes, Yaakov. The Chaylitz, the father of Reuven and Shimon, the Tani Bereisha, the Tani he Asura Be'aviv, right? The Tani B'nai Shalaviv. B'nai is not going back on the Chaylitz, it's going back on the Chaylitz, his father, Shuach Yameis. The Chaylitz, and he's the third brother, Levi. The Kamale, below you, the Mishacholitz La'echad. Once Shimon gave Chalitza, Levi can't marry her. With the Ben B'nai Shalaviv, and Levi's son also can't marry her. She is Reuven's wife. So therefore we still haven't proven Shnius of the Chalutza. Because every time we tried to prove it, we answered that she was asked for a different reason. Tani, let me just do one more Rashi. Tani Aishas Akim and Aim. Shaiza Akim and Aim, I bet Akim and Aim. The Lamishum Chalut, not because of the Chalut, you can have a little Shnius of the Chalutza. The Alessa, we don't want to prove that. Aishas Akim and Aim. And it's Aishas Achiyav Minaim. That would be a Shnia. a wife of a paternal, of a maternal brother, a father's maternal brother, is only a shnia. But still, it's because of Reuven's wife, not because of Shimon's chalitza. The ishtemayus avig, and shohayayav v'chalitz, achim and avim b'neim, Reuven and Shimon were complete brothers, well, the shneim, achim b'neim, shloim and av, and Levi was a maternal brother. Yes. Yes.
If a lady got a get from her husband,
she's divorced.
Are all these people that we had, Avi, Amy, are all us or her?
Yes, correct. 100%. She was a wife. Get does not remove any error besides for one. Exodus. Anytime a person is married to this woman, he will remain permanently usher in all her relatives. Besides the two, Ashes Ish, she's not going to be an Ashes Ish, and his her sister if she does. All his relatives never becomes Mutter, correct? Never becomes Mutter to any relative.
So the whole thing we're asking now is, since the Chalutza was not really married,
correct? It's only rabbinic.
Are we making it
correct?
She wasn't really married. To an extent, are we making you...
She wasn't married at all. I don't know what you mean by an extent.
No, the Zika... The Zika does something.
Not after Chalitza, the Zika's gone.
But the Zika did do something.
Temporarily.
You know, that's why I on the Shiloh the Rebbe had a couple of days ago, I didn't want to say, why did I say Chalitza brought you in and let you go? That's like, just say, you had a Zika...
But the Zika's gone.
But you did have a Zika, the person did have a relationship somehow.
That depends on your Zika or ain't Zika. It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. I can't help it.
All the brothers have Zika.
All the brothers have Zika.
So, the
Chalitza doesn't make a stronger Zika.
No.
Can Levi marry her mother? I'm asking a question. Can Levi marry her mother?
No.
Well, yes, he can. Why can he marry her? He had Zika. He had Zika. When Reuben died, the Zika was to Shimon and to Levi and to Yehuda.
But Corey's Yesh Breira says it only went
to Yehuda. Oh, come on, cut it out. No Yesh Breira here. He removed the Zika. It's gone. It's over.
Because he was the Holy.
It's because he's the chaylit that we give him to Rabbanan Zekalokas. And the question of Agamar is, do we extend it to Shni or not? Kashima. Okay, Kashima. The Tani Reb Chia. Again, we're trying to prove it. So far, we've wiggled out of every proof. Tashima. The Tani Reb Chia. Midivret Arba Midivret Taira, the Arba Midivret Taira. Reb Chia said there are 8 Ervas. 4 are biblical and 4 are rabbinic. Right? He said it by Chalutza. Okay? He said 4 biblical Ervas by a Chalutza and 4 rabbinic Ervas by a Chalutza. So that word itself is already like rabbinic Ervas by a Chalutza. What are they? Av, the guy's father, that would be a biblical erva. Again, it's not a biblical erva by Chalutza, but it's a biblical erva. Ubnai, Achiv, Uben Achiv, his brother and his nephew, that's Midivrei Torah. Those are ervas to a husband, biblically, and by Chalutza, they made that gzera. That means he can't marry Shimon's father, nor Shimon's son, nor Shimon's brother, Levi, nor Levi's son.
Brother
Menav.
That's a
deraita. But to Shimon, it's a drabanan because he's chalutza. Again, Shimon is Yev chalitza. So this Rachel cannot marry Shimon's father, nor Shimon's son, nor Shimon's brother, nor Shimon's nephew.
The brother's deraita because it's Ishazan.
Again. But he's ushered to 4 of the relatives of Shimon, which are biblical Arabs. Next. The next ones are rabbinic. Aviyadiv, Shimon's grandfather. Davi Imai, Shimon's grandfather, his mother's father. Ben Benai, Shimon's grandson. This woman would be, it would be her, this guy's grandfather's chalutza. Ben Bitai, Bidivrei Sefer. Right? For this woman to marry Shimon's grandson would be a drabanan. There's no erva to marry a grandfather's wife. Now, Tani Miyavi Aviv. It says that that the lady cannot marry Shimon's grandfather. Right? Maila Mishum Chaylitz. Isn't it because of a Chaylitz? And to Shimon's grandfather, to Yitzchak, she is his son's daughter-in-law. That's a tzniya. And we're offering her in Shimon's grandfather because she is Shimon's grandfather's talis benai. That means we're offering tzniyas by chalutza. Same raya we brought earlier. We don't let Yitzchak marry her because she is Shimon's wife. She's not his wife, she's his chalutza. And we treat her like she's Shimon's wife, even though this is a rabbinic erva. Yitzchak's grandson's wife is only rabbinically prohibited. And she's not a real wife, she's a chalutza, and we treat her the same. And for, I said it's the same Gemara. And for the Gemara line, it's not because of Shimon, Shemitha, because of Reuven, the Havili Kalas B'nai. The same answer as the Gemara before. Rashi, Arba Medivri, Tana Reb Chia B'chalutza, Arba Medivri Seifrim, Medivri Tairet, Gabi Ishta Havi Deraisa, by a woman it would be Deraisa. Av Shal Chaylut Asaba Min HaTarib Nehameis, Havili Kalasa Shalav. U'benai Shal Chaylut, She's an erva. She's his aunt. Ben shulchaylet, having nami achi ames, come live loyivna. Ben alchem shulchaylet, try ames achi aviv. Avi aviv, mishum kalas benai. Avi imai mishum kalas mitai. Uben benai, k'sam kedai mishum chaylet. The havele eishes avi aviv, which is a shnia. Uben mitai, the havele eishes avi imai b'chol hanach shnia sizum. The Gemara's answer is no. It's because of the mace. It was a derite, it was a shnia because of the mace. Not because of the chayla. The same answer we gave before.
Why do I bring this what's stronger than the other
one? Gemara sometimes has it and sometimes doesn't, and the answer to that usually is, at least the one I always speak out, is Ravina and Ravashi were compiling riots that were brought in different places, and they said the same answer.
They didn't bring what's stronger
than
the other one.
Good. Tashma. Now we're going to bring the raya. No, there's two more rayas left. One that we'll still be able to get out, and the one where we won't be able to. Tashma. Uben benai. It says that Rachel is usher in Shimon's grandson. Right? Now, Shimon's grandson is usher. Right? In this chalutza, Rachel. Right? This is not his grandfather's wife. This is his grandfather's chalutza, tishnia. Meaning, even if it would have been his wife, the grandson is only ushering his grandfather's wife, midrabanan. And here we're ushering Shimon's grandson for marrying this woman. At worst, she's a shnia. The raya that we were guys are shnias by chalutza. The grandfather's brother's wife.
Reason, did you skip?
Right. Shimon's brother's wife.
He's tired of our children. So now he wants to marry his grandfather's
wife. Same grandfather, no?
Shimon and Reuben are the brothers. Shimon's grandson. Not Reuben's grandson. Shimon had a grandson.
Grandfather
is Shimon. Reuben is not a grandfather. Reuben's a great uncle.
Great aunt again.
Great aunt. Same Gemara. My lab is Shemchaylus. The Havilei Eishes Avi. I'm sorry. The Havilei Eishes Achi Aviv. Avi Aviv. Loi Mishemitna. The Havilei Eishes Achi Aviv. It's a shnia to marry a great aunt. Frankly, Gemara by Meimer. Machshav Eishes Achi Aviv. a Mamer said that that's not a Shnia. So it's only because of Shimon, not because of Reuven. Zupti Gemara, you're right. There's no way to wiggle out of this one. Because over here you can't say it's the grandfather's thing. It's talking about the Chaylitz. A Mamer, Mukum Lomishim Chaylitz, and Kisabah Gazer Shnia is the Chaylitz. According to a Mamer, you have a Raya. Because he's not Asher because he's Reuven's wife. Because Shimon's son can marry his great aunt. There's no such Shnia. So why can't he marry Shimon's wife? Shimon's chalutza. Can't be because it was Reuven's wife. A Mamer doesn't hold that to Shnia.
In other words, if he blessed that he died with children, his great uncle died with children, he could still marry them.
Exactly. Okay. So why can't he marry her? Sorry, his grandfather gave chalutza. It's all right. God's wish. It's
if you argue with the Mamer?
So then you could say that it was also because it was Reuven's wife. Not because Shimon gave chalitza.
Why would they make a gazer on something that was already, that would have been with her in the real people?
I lost you. If your gazer sneers the chalitza, that means you treat a chalitza like a wife. So that to Shimon's grandson, it's his grandfather's wife, which is a sneer.
More directly connected to him then.
But if you're not Geiser Shnias B'chalutza, so it wouldn't be Asher because it's his grandfather's wife, because it's not. It would only be Asher because it's his grandfather's brother's wife. Now, if you hold that's a Shnia, great. But if you hold that's not a Shnia, then you have a Raya. Rashi.
I'm sorry, Rabbi Yitzchak, did you skip a line? Did you do Avi Imo?
Can't hear you.
Did you do Avi Imo? Did you learn the line of Avi Imo? Tashma Avi Imo my love me from college?
I think you're ahead of me.
No, I think you
I don't know where you are, but...
I went back to...
Oh, did I skip one you're trying to say?
Yes.
Could be. He tells me I skipped the Tashima. Tashima Avi'imai. It says that Shimon cannot marry... Sorry, the lady cannot marry Shimon's mother's father. Right? Shimon's mother's father. Because Shimon's mother's father, okay? It means Yitzchak's mother's... I'm sorry, Shimon Yaakov's mother's father, which is Lavan. The lady cannot marry Lavan because she is Lavan's grandson's wife. Because Shimon is a chaylitz and we're treating him like a wife. And for the Gemara, like Mishum Misna, Reuven and Shimon shared the same mother, the Havilei Kalas Bitoi, because that would be also because of Reuven. Okay, we did the next one, Rashi. Dr. Ashok, you can see the Tashma Babi Imam Mishum Chayim, the Havilei Kalas Bitoi. Loi Mishum Misna, the Havilei Kalas Bitoi, because Achan Avmanayim, Reuven and Shimon shared the same mother. Amuimer Mukala, Vadek in the garment Mishum Chayim. Amuimer has to say that the reason Shimon's grandson can't marry Shimon's Chalutza is only because of Shimon. The one who asters Aisha's Achi Aviv, he can learn it's going because of the Misna. And according to him, it's still a Shaila. And now we're going to bring the proof that works. Tashema. Okay? She cannot marry Shimon's daughter's son. Shimon gave her Chalitza. She cannot marry Shimon's daughter's son. Now, Shimon's daughter's son is related to Reuven how? It's his mother's father's brother's wife. Nobody says that that's a Shnia. Even those who argue in Amemar only say a father's father's brother's wife is a Shnia. But a mother's father's brother's wife is not a Shnia. And here it says that this lady cannot marry Shimon's daughter's son. Now going backwards, that's his mother's father's chalutza. Now you can't say it's because of Reuven, because if it's his grandfather's, if it's his mother's father's brother's wife, there's no shnia. Nope. Shimon's daughter's son cannot marry Rachel. No, go down. Shimon had a son. You want to know Shimon's son? Yemuel Meyavim V'Oirad V'Chos V'Shol Ben Aknanas. V'Tzeichar V'Shol Ben Aknanas. One of them, but we're not talking about Shimon's son, we're talking about Shimon's daughter, who had a son. That to her, Rachel is her grandfather's, her mother's father's chalutza. Now here you can't answer she's asking because of Reuven, because to Reuven it's her mother's father's brother's wife, and nobody makes that a shnia. Even those who argue in Amemar only make a shnia on a father's father's brother's wife, not on a mother's father's brother's wife. Dr. Gemara, right, Misha Mithna, the Havala Eisha Sakhi Avi Imai, Vagabi Shnia is the Havala Gazu. There's no such thing. Allah Misha Mchayla, the Shmamina Gazu Shnia is the Chalutza Shmamina. At the end of the day, we prove that we after Shnia is the Chalutza. Because this is no way out of this proof. Rashi.
Two proofs, but the main were.
Right. Correct. I don't believe it's any Rashi on this. At the end of the day, we've proven that Gazu Shnia is Mechalutza. A little complicated because you have to keep track of family trees, and for some people at 6:30 in the morning, family trees are not their thing. So,
we need like a picture.
Well, Archcore should have a picture on each one of them. That's it? The Masifta had everyone diagrammed. What?
Reproduction prohibited. You can't. Which one is this? 40B3.
They only have one picture in this whole thing? The Masifta had pictures in every single one. But the Masifta's pictures, I have sometimes a harder time understanding the pictures than without the pictures.
I don't get it.
Oh, cut it out. I knew that you were going to say something like that. But. What can you do with it? What can you do with it?
Rebbe think I was going to say that?
Yes, I knew as soon as you said that you were headed that way.
The question you have is, why didn't I say that the phaser was
I'm happy you keep dialing them awake. I just don't know if they hear your jokes on the phone.
No. According to Rebbe Moshe Shlita, he here does not hear anything. He asked me yesterday, during Shmuel Nesrei, during this book, please move up.
Amarav Viker, Mutar Adam, the Mishnah said, okay, let's get this straight. Mutar Adam Bekraivas Tsaras Chalutzasai. You can marry the relative of the co-wife of your Chalutza. Reuben was married to Rachel and Leah, they're not sisters. You can't be married to sisters anyway, but there's two women not related to each other in any way. Shimon gave Chalutza to Rachel, he can marry Leah's relative. That's what the Mishnah says. However, he cannot marry Rachel's sister's co-wife, even though Rachel's sister has zero to do with him, because I'll ask it, and we'll find out why later. Don't think about it. I'm going to have Tuvi Bakisna, I'm a Shmuel. Habo al Tzaras Chalutza, Havlad Mamzer. This was a Machloikis back on Yudamid Beis. Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel. Then Shimon went and lived with Leah. Again, Reuven died. He left two wives, Rachel and Leah. Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel. Everybody's free. Then he went and lived with Leah. The other wife. So we had a Machloikis, Reb Yochanan and Reb Shlokish back at Yudim and Beis. Reb Yochanan said, it's a lav. Because all these women were Mutatiyibim. He did Chalitza to one of them, but they all are only alive of Kivin Shleibon Eshuv LaYivna. Meaning, Eishes Ach went off of all of them. The minute Reuven died, all these women were eligible for Yibum. The Yisr Eishes Ach is gone. But he does Chalitza, he has a love. He's not allowed to marry any of them, and he's not allowed to live with any of them, because once he didn't build Bayis Ach, Kivin Shleibon Eshuv LaYivna. But Eishes Ach is gone. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Reish Lakish said no. Eishes Ach is gone from the one he gave Chalitza to. The other ones are in the Isser Eishes Ach, even though they were eligible for Yibum and Chalitza, but he didn't do Yibum and Chalitza to them. Therefore, they remain Usser as Eishes Ach. That was Reish Lakish's opinion. The way the Gemara explained it over there was that we view the Chalitza as acting as a Shliach of all of them, and she represents all of them, so then all are equal. Or do we say, no, she's doing Chalitza for herself, The other ones remain as Eishesach. Shmuel is going to say like Rish Lakish, that you give Chalitza to one, the others are biblically prohibited. It's Eishesach. Read it inside. Let me just read it inside. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Mishmu. Habo al Tzaras Chalutza. Havlat Mamzer. It's a biblical erva. My Taima. Be Surah Kaima. She remains Asur as Eishesach. She's his brother's wife. Rashi. Be Surah Kaima. Chalutza he de Kaima Bela Yivna Vesulay. The one who gave Chalitza is only Alav. Abu Tzarasa Kaima La Be Surah Eishesach Bekaris. Vaklad Mamzer. Bon chalutza to shura lav, because once he gave a chalitza, eishesach is off. That's not a mamzer, unless it's going like a mekiva. But if he lives with the tzara, Shmuel paskins that the vlad is a mamzer, which is a machloikis. Early on Daf Yudim and Beis, it was a machloikis of Yechon and Rish Lakish, and Shmuel is taking sides of that machloikis. Yes, Corey.
Maybe he's a shaliach for the other.
She is a shliach.
Then why wouldn't the other wives be usher to a kohen gadol?
Because the bottom line is they didn't receive chalitza.
The shliach
is
like you did.
Yeah, it only means shliach as far as the Arab is concerned. It doesn't. It's a good question you're asking. By the way, chalitza is only usher to drabonim anyway. To a kohen gadol. To any kohen. Oh, by the way, kohen gadol even our mother is usher. You don't mean kohen gadol. You mean a regular kohen. Yeah, kohen gadol can't even marry her without anything. She's a almana. You meant a regular kohen. That's who you meant. And enokanami, it's only drabbanan.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
After she's a chalutza, can he marry her again?
What?
If he gives chalutza to one of the wives, to Rachel, can he marry Rachel after they were tolerated?
The lav.
Is lav midiraisa or abonon?
The lav deraisa. It says, "Asher lo yivna as beis achiv." So we darshan kibin shloy bana shuv lo yivna. Since he didn't do yibum, he's not allowed to marry her anymore. But it's only a lav. It's not a karet. Eishes ach is off.
Right. So it's not because of eishes ach anymore.
It's a lav.
Okay.
See, it was a very tricky statement you said. It's because it was his brother's wife and he gave chalitza, therefore it's a lav.
Okay.
Because every chalitza is to a brother's wife. But it's not the Isser Eishes Ach anymore.
That's what I was getting at.
Eishes Ach is off.
That's according to Shmuel and
to everybody. Everybody holds that way. That to the chalutza herself, it's only a lav. If Shimon gives chalitza to Rachel and then he lives with Rachel, he violated a lav. He did not violate karet.
What does Rabbi Kiva say?
Rabbi Kiva holds chayv lav and make a mamzer, but it has nothing to do with anything. It's not karet.
And this goes until forever. She's always his chalutza, right?
She's chalutza till 120. Nothing to do with anything. She remains alive. This question is all the other women, the tsaras, machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. The machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Shmuel is taking sides in that machlokes. He holds like Rish Lakish. Everybody's having a wonderful day. Who? Oh, Ramayza Mazel Tov. On your granddaughter.
Thank you.
What do I do now? I don't know what I did.
So regular time tomorrow, 6 o'clock?